is so sweet, the birds hush the singing, and the melody that he gave to me within.
Lead us to the girl throne tonight, and you guys can enjoy it. Two thirty-five. Lead me to Calvary. King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-bred brow. Lead me to Calvary. Guess enemy, bless.
3-0.
Yes.
Oh, death he remembered. The thief hanging by his side, he spoke with love and compassion. They took him to paradise.
Fred's got a special for us. Pastor, you got something to do with the same for you.
I want to get up here and take a minute to say hi to all of you. Glad that you're here tonight in our service. And I appreciate all of you praying for us and for me especially. But we got four little kids that lost their mama, and prayed for them. I lost my mother back in 1994, had her for a long time. And I know the heartbreak that comes when mama dies. So remember these kids, if you will, and the grandkids. They've been calling from all over the country. I even got a telephone call from Japan. Can you believe that? I'll tell you, foreign countries. But pray for the great kids, the grandkids. We've even got some great grandkids that's old enough to know what, know about death and things like that. Pray for them too, because they lost a great grandmother, great grandmother, I'll put it up. She was a great person. Anyway, we're glad you're here tonight. Now, Brother Ryan's going to be coming up here and blessing our hearts with a good message from God's Word. And Brother Fred's going to play a good song for us. I know it's going to be a good one. Yeah. And we're going to have a good time here tonight. After the service here, what? You've got a... Amen. All right. That's right. You had one this morning, but you didn't tell me. Yeah. All right. If he told me, I forgot. Anyway, Pat's going to sing a song for us, too. And now I forgot what I was going to say. Brother Fred's going to sing one, too. And, after the service tonight, we'll be having some refreshments. We just made some coffee back there. And be some coffee and cake and whatever else you brought. Amen. And I thought you were in England. Wednesday. I think I announced this morning that y'all were. I figured you was on your way, but that's all right. I forgot when you were leaving. They're going to be over there in a foreign country for 6 weeks, right? Yeah, I get. Yeah, all right. And Wednesday night, don't y'all run off, because I'm talking about Wednesday night, Gene. Wednesday night, you know about Wednesday night?
Yeah.
We're having viewing over there at the mortuary for Rita Wednesday. It's going to start at 11 o'clock in the morning. They've given us 3 hours. I think that's long enough. And that means it'll go till 2 o'clock. And if you come over there, you're going to be tired out. I know I'm going to be tired out. Of course, I could call on Sam again or Brother Bryant. But what do y'all think about skipping a Wednesday night service? There's not but about 25 or 30 of you show up anyway. Amen. How many did you have Wednesday night, Brother Sam?
Take a break.
Do what? You gonna make a motion? What kind of motion? One of these kind? All right, let's have a motion then. Everybody in favor? Raise your hand. If you're gonna be here and say, preacher, I'm coming up there, and even if the door's locked, I'm gonna be there. Okay, we'll skip Wednesday night, okay? But you got to remember that when I skip a service, I usually make up for it. Are you getting used to getting out of church at 12:30 instead of 12? Anyway, I love you. You're good to put up with me and my foolishness. Fred, sing us a song. Let's do something religious here.
Religious?
Amen.
What are you singing
tonight? Let's see.
That looks like a good song.
Heaven is sounding sweeter.
All the
wow.
time.
Wow.
Amen.
Yeah. A little louder. Life has been so good, I can't complain. When I'm down, God gives me strength to rise again. But I'm weary of the struggles of it all. So I listen, how I listen for His call. Heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on my mind. Someday I'll leave this world behind. Oh, heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Now it's hard to lose a loved one to the grave, but we have the blessed hope that Jesus gave. God will wipe all the tears from our eyes when we read in that land beyond the skies. Heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on my mind. Someday I'll leave this world behind. Oh, heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Someday I'll leave this world behind. Oh, heaven is sounding sweeter all the time.
Amen.
Thank you.
Appreciate that song. And wonderful words to that in there. All right, before Brother Pat comes, let's take an offering. Let's take an offering. Mark, you want to do it? I don't know if you can carry it all. Brother Sam, when's the last time you took an offering in a church? Huh?
I did?
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah, that was about a month ago.
Oh, right. Was it a good one? Did you get a lot of money?
You told me to pass it three times.
Come on. Come on up and help Mark. You can get this side over here. Yeah, okay. All right. Lead us in prayer, will you, with the saint.
Father, we do want to thank you, Lord, that all we are and all we have belongs to you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for buying us, Lord, at the cross of Calvary. So now, Lord, we do ask you to bless these offerings, Lord, for your glory and praise, Lord, in the local assembly here, but also on the mission fields of the world. We thank you, Lord, for those missionaries who are out there. Bless them right now.
Amen. Amen. Just put that $100 bill in there. No. Brother Arlen Shire has a missionary friend who's going to be going to Vietnam. Did you ever hear that place? Huh? Going to Vietnam? They had a war over there one time, didn't they? Anybody around here associated with that war? Yeah, look at the hands. See there? Brother Peter's over there.
Three times.
Man, all right. Anyway, you know they need Jesus the same as people that live here.
Amen.
Yeah. When God lays on somebody's heart to go to a particular place, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I'll bet you've wondered about if God were to call you to be a missionary, how would you determine where he wanted you to go? How would you find out? Lord, I surrender my life to you. I want to be a missionary. How do you suppose God would direct your life to go to a certain place? Amazing, isn't it? That's the work of the Holy Spirit. You lay somebody on your heart and off you go. All right. Brother Pat, are you ready to sing? You are? Okay. Huh? All right.
Paper. So back on March 2nd, Pastor spoke, gave a message about guilty sinners being set free. He talked about justification, he talked about righteousness, and during the message he quoted a verse of scripture and he said, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. You remember that? So, and then he kind of chuckled and said, someone should write a song about that. So that stuck in my ear, and so on the 4th, I began writing the song, and I entitled it Pastor's Song. And so this is dedicated to Rita. So, hope it comes out okay. When the day comes and this life is o'er, we will stand before our precious Lord, though not worthy, completely guilty, for our righteousness is all in vain. God has judged and found us faultless, justified through faith in Jesus Christ. Now we're clothed in spotless garments through the righteousness in paradise. From God's throne springs forth a river, clear as crystal, it brings forth light. When that day comes, we'll see Jesus. He will be our everlasting light. No need for sunshine, there's no more darkness. No need for candles, for He's our light. Forever pure, forever spotless, the Lamb of God has paid the price. By God's grace we have been chosen, by God's grace we are His own. By God's mercy He has brought us to His holy throne.
Pat, that's a good song. That's a good song. It'll never replace Amazing Grace, but you know what I mean. Good song. Yeah. You lady? You are. Come on up here.
I got my own cup.
I want to check what's in there first. I know it's not time for that coffee in there to be brewed. That's mine.
That's yours. I set mine down here.
Oh, no, that's all right.
I've been having throat problems, and I thought it'd be better to get a cup of water up here just in case. Well, good evening to you. What a lovely looking crowd out there tonight. Good. Glad to have you here. Tribute, a real tribute, I'm sure. Peter, glad to have you and your family out, and crowd out tonight too. Of course, glad to have you. Some of my former members.
It's good to have Miss Kitty here with us too.
Yeah, they're all in the same row. They got that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're having a great day today. Brother Sam this morning, he taught us in our Bible class on the conversion of a slave in the book of Philemon. Good message. And then pastor came in the church hour and gave us a great message on death, burial, and the resurrection. And tonight I have a question for you. A question. If someone dies, will they live again? If someone dies, will they live again? It's an old question, as old as man is. Is there life after death? Now, you and I have no problem with this, right?
Amen.
But you know what? You go to the cemetery and you dig up two or three graves out there, all you're going to find is bones. That will not give you the answer. Go to the institution of learning. They don't deal with this subject whatsoever. Our colleges do not deal with if a man dies, shall he live again? You listen to the philosophy of the atheist, no God, no heaven, no hell, no life. You're just dead, dead. But every religion known to man teaches life after death, that I know of. Most teach a return in some form of reincarnation. Most all teach life after death. The mix is where, when, and how, and there's great subjects concerning and question concerning. Now the next question is, what proof do we have that there is life after death? Let me take you back to Genesis. When God created Adam, did he not breathe the breath of life into him? And is not that breath, even that very breath of God, the life handed down even to us through the generations? My understanding is that we have eternal life regardless. And the next question is, what proof do we have that there's life after death? All right, turn your Bibles to Job, the first book. Genesis was not the first book. Job was first written. Chapter 14. Job chapter 14. If you haven't brought a Bible tonight, listen closely. Job chapter 14, verse 1. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Can you say amen to that? It doesn't matter whether it's 50 years, 30 years, 60 years, 100 years, 1,000 years. What is that compared to eternity and to the Lord and the God who existed from the very beginning, wherever the beginning, and will exist way past no end? He cometh forth like a flower, verse 2, and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. Go up to verse 10 quickly. But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man give up the ghost. Where is he? Verse 13, for time. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath is past, that thou wouldest appoint me a time, set time, and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change comes. Man is a few days, he's like a flower, like a shadow, his days are numbered. But he dies, he wastes away, he gives up the ghost, and where is he? James chapter 4 and 14 says, life is a vapor that appeareth for a while, a little while, and then vanishes away. But we have an answer. Man's desire is, hide me in a grave, keep me, conceal me, appoint me a time, remember me. But the answer and the question of this whole question is in chapter 19 of Job, verse 25 and 26. Job chapter 19, turn to it.
go down to verse 23. Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. That happened, didn't it? You're holding it in your hand. That they were graven with iron pen and laid in the rock forever. Laid in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and another, though my reign be consumed within. Not another, though my reign be consumed within me. Job said he knew his Redeemer liveth. Right there. I can tell you tonight, beloved, we know that our Redeemer liveth.
Amen.
Our Bible is full of this. He was crucified. He was buried. He was raised again the third day for the justification of all mankind. We have this proof that he appeared to many. We have this proof also in Elijah and Moses at the transfiguration of our Lord. We have this proof Jesus told us in Luke 16. That there was a beggar that died. But he wasn't dead. He was lifting his eyes, being in hell. Even there we find also that Abraham was alive. He was across the way. And Lazarus, who was the who laid at the rich man's door, full of sores, eating of the crumbs of off the table of the rich man with the dogs. The angels came and carried him into Abraham's bosom. So we've got Abraham alive after all his years. We have Lazarus alive, even the Lazarus whom Jesus called from the dead. And we have the rich man in hell. Those are proofs that there is life after death. We have also this faith believing there is life after death. This hope that we have. This hope that Jesus gave to us. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. Abiding places is what that means. If it weren't so, I would have told you, and I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you be also. O ye men of Galilee, look up. This same Jesus which is taken up from you shall so come again in like manner as you seen him go. Yes, he appeared, and many, many people seen him. He appeared to his 12 apostles. But he went away, but he's coming back. He's coming back. One of these days, the next great event that's to take place in this world is the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel. The dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive may be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Pastor quoted it this morning. You're hearing it again tonight. We're on the same page, preacher. Yeah, we had Moses and Elijah at the Transfiguration of the Lord. Peter, James, and John were there. Abraham in paradise. Matthew 27:52 declares graves of the Old Testament saints open when Jesus was resurrected at the time that they had crucified him. But when he came forth, he called them forth into himself. John 11:25, Jesus declared he was the resurrection and the life, and those that believe in him should never die, but live on after death. And the Apostle Paul, he taught in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51, those in Christ Jesus would not remain in the grave, that there will be a resurrection of the dead in Christ. The change that will take place from corruption to incorruption, from mortality into immortality. I can't imagine what that's going to be like. I've wandered around this old body for almost 90 years. It's tired. It hurts. So does yours. But you know what? There's coming a new day. A day when old things are passed away and behold, all things become new. Become new. No more sorrow, no more death, no more pain, no more crying, no more hurting. No more mourning, preacher. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, and there to sing forever of his saving grace. Good song. Good song. Even now, those that accept Jesus as Savior and his work on the cross, if they die, the body goes into the grave. But that soul and spirit goes into the presence of the Lord. Pastor got on my message this morning about 3 or 4 places. Yeah. But you know what? When you teach the Bible, that's what happens. I've been in fellowship meetings, had a great message from Salt Lake City at the Commissioners Conference in the book of the Revelation. It was a great prophecy message I was going to preach. And you know what? The day before I preached it, this guy gets up and preaches it verbatim. Sam, you ever had that happen, Sam? The one thing about that is the Spirit is in control.
Amen.
The Spirit's in control. The Bible, that book that you hold in your hand, is God's promise to all who believe the gospel and believe on Jesus as Savior. They will live forever. Eternal death has no claim on them. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Jesus said, if you don't know this, know it now. Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And we know this because the Apostle John wrote in 1 John chapter 5, he wrote, this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. Eternal life. How long is it? What is it? It's forever. As long as God is, so eternal life is. And you have it. Believing and receiving and accepting Christ as your Savior, he says, I give to you eternal life and you shall never perish. Never. It's life here. This is a record that God gives us to eternal life, and this life is in the Son. It's not in the church. It's not in good works. It's not in those things that we can do. It's what He did for us. There, when He walked up Golgotha's hill, laid on a cross, they nailed Him to it, dropped it into the ground. Oh, that hurt. But even before that, they had beat His body, they spit on Him, plucked out His beard, platted a crown upon His head that was full of poison. That's why Pilate, when he saw Him, said, "Is this the man?" He didn't recognize Him because of the poison that had got into the body of Jesus. But He died, beloved. He died that you and I might live with Him. With Him. I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Lastly, if you're here tonight and you haven't received Christ as Savior, now's the time. You do not have a promise of tomorrow. There is no promise that you're going to be seeing the daylight tomorrow morning. Or maybe it's even on the way home. Who knows? But there is a chance right now, a moment right now, when you can say, "Jesus, come into my heart and save me and keep me for eternity," by believing and receiving Christ as your Savior. He wants to give you life. He loves you. He loved every one of us. What does the Scripture say? "For God so loved that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son has not the life. These things have I written unto you, it's in the book, that you may know that you have eternal life. Let's stand together. Bow your heads, close your eyes. Look deep into your soul, your innermost being, and ask yourself this question: am I saved as the Bible teaches? Have I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior? If I should die right now, I want to go to heaven. Lord, come into my heart and save me and forgive me my sins. That's the answer. We're not going to give an invitation. We're just going to say to you right now, wherever you are, if you have any doubts whatsoever about your eternal destination, ask Christ to save you, to reveal to you through His love, His grace, and His mercy that you're saved and child of God by accepting Jesus in this place tonight. God, we thank You for this day. We thank You for Your love and Your grace and Your mercy to us. We thank You, Lord, for saving us, for giving us this great hope by the blessed blood of Christ that was shed upon Calvary. Forgive us, Lord, again of our transgressions against You. There are many. Love us more and more. And now I pray for Pastor as he waits for his turn. Give him grace. Give him the knowledge and the wisdom that he needs for these next days and weeks as he deals with getting things together. A life alone, that's not good. So we pray for him, Lord. You be with him, watch over him. thank you again for being able to share tonight the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was crucified, buried, raised again, the justification for all mankind. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor, come ahead.
All right. Thank you, Brother Brian. You didn't have to drink your water. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here. We're going to have some fellowship. Don't get in a hurry to go home. And that's what it's all about. We're a family. And let's enjoy each other's company, okay? And before we're dismissed, Brother Peter, will you lead us, please, in our benediction tonight?
Holy Father, we thank you for this evening, Lord. We thank you for the message. We thank you for our office to visit this church, Father God. We thank you for the pastor here, Dr. Ryan, all the others that have spoken and sang here tonight. God, we ask that you watch over us. We are the body of Christ here. We ask you, Father God, that you would guide us, that you would lead us, that you would give us spiritual wisdom and revelation and knowledge of you, Lord. And that you would put peace and comfort in our hearts this week, especially as we bless us in this family. I thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you.